Apparently Frank is going to disappoint you. So here we go.
He just told me. Yeah, Mike, you already spoiled my conclusion. It's bad. No, thank you for joining. I took a picture of the room because if anyone says to me people are not interested in the docs, I'm going to show this picture. I'm here as someone who's just interested in this stuff. I'm definitely not an AI or a machine learning expert. I'm just a developer writing docs, like a lot of people here in the room. And I've been experimenting a bit, and I want to show you what I've done. I'm Frank. That was my first computer, so I'm programming. How many people are the same generation? Not that much, okay. That's a long time ago. I'm involved in an open source project which is called Pi4J. It's a library to have interaction on a Raspberry Pi with electronic components with Java. Yes, I'm a Java developer who loves Java. Not enough. I even written a book about it. So I have been programming for many, many years, over 20 years. But by writing the book, I've become a bit of a writer, a docs writer. I contributed a few of these articles, of these chapters, to a website, fuj.io, a website for friends of OpenJDK. And that's how I eventually landed a new job. So by starting to write about the projects I love and I work on, I actually got hired by Azul. Azul is one of the distributors of Java, so you can have a Java runtime created by Azul. And my job is I'm half of the documentation team. And we live on docs.azul.com, so we have several parts there about these different products. And from time to time, we also blog about experiments with Java, what's changed, how performant the stuff are that we built, and things like that. And of course, last year we had ChatGPT, the new thing. It knew everything. It's a damn good liar too, so you have to be careful with it. But what do you know about Azul Zulu? Azul Zulu is one of the distributions we have with our company. Yeah, it's reasonably good. I'm happy with this answer. But it also says this information is based on what I know that existed on January 2022. For software, that's a problem. We are already 2 years further. We have every 3 months a new security release. We have a new version every 6 months. So although the basic information is correct, it is outdated. And that's a bit the problem with large language models. A large language model works completely different than our brain. The only thing that it does is it predicts the most plausible word after the previous ones. So it's based on a lot of knowledge, that's true, but it doesn't do real reasoning. If it tells you a lie and you say it that it tells a lie, it will give you another answer, and it will continue doing that until you're happy. And luckily, we have a lot of evolutions in these large language models. So you have these GPT evolutions. GPT-5 is around the corner. We have no date there. But each of these models is trained on more and more data and gets better. Now, this GPT-5, what they say about it is it will also understand video. And I think that's an important one to realize. They will also train the new model, the GPT-5, on videos. So if you are a documentation writer and you from time to time create a video of a blog post or something else, all those sources will be used as part of the new models. By the way, who knows find.com? No, only a few people. I like it a lot more than ChatGPT. It gives you the links of where it has found a few of the sources that it's using. So that's one of the lacks of ChatGPT. It doesn't tell you where it has found the information because it didn't find the information. It's just reasoning on your question and what is the most plausible answer. Okay. Now, if you're a bit familiar with Java and Java Spring, Sean Carter is one of those developer advocates. what he says is true. The documentation that you are writing, that you are publishing on the public web, is the source for these language models. So they can only become as smart as possible about your product if the information is available somewhere. And then, of course, as a docs writer, you definitely heard this question. Someone from your management comes to you, can we make a chat version of our docs? Who got the question? Okay, not that much. Luckily, people are researching or trying out. Vaadin is a web framework on Java, and one of the developer advocates has written a nice blog post. He has done exactly that. Vaadin has very good docs on the website. So he has taken the website, and he has described this whole thing. And he takes two steps. Again, open source stuff, it's available online. By the way, all the links from my presentation, they are on my website. If you go to webtechie.be, the damn password thing is there again. You will find all the links. Sorry for my voice. So what he did is he created a little application that went through all their docs and created vectors. Vectors are the base of a large language model. They are a conversion of text to some kind of mathematic model. I don't understand a bit of it, but it's amazing. It works. And then he had the second thing is, from these vectors, if you ask a question, it will first filter out the documentation which is related and will then do a search or create an example.